Every Wednesday, we talk technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. He joins us as always. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. Good to speak to you again.
Mate, IKEA have come up with a fantastic new product. I love the sound of this one.
Yeah, this is really cool. So it's effectively a lantern, you know, a little light that you can carry around when you go outside, but it has a Bluetooth speaker built in. So if you're sitting by the campfire, you're having a barbecue, you need a little bit extra light. I'm sure you also need some music to go with it. The product is called Vapebi. And it comes in like a blue and a cream, it looks like.
All they need to do now is come up with the Australian version, which includes the Mozzie Zapper. So every now and then... zzz, zzz.
I would rather be a bug zapper than a lantern. Now that you mention that, we need the bug zapper version.
I'm an ideas man. So these are actually available now from IKEA, are they?
Yeah, they'll be coming to Australia very shortly. Announced in the US first, almost as always, but... yeah, this will be coming to Australia soon. We expect it will be around the mid-$100 to $200 mark. So, you know, less than $200, you could have a lantern with a Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, we're a big fan of this type of technology. We've got a little round speaker that we can, you know, take out to the backyard that just Bluetooths with the phone, and that sound is absolutely perfect. Beats the old boom boxes we used to have to carry around back in the 80s and 90s, eh, mate?
And you don't have to put those big double D batteries in there anymore. That's gone. It's just powered by a built-in battery, which is great.
Absolutely. Now, there's also, I still can't believe this, there's advances of technology when it comes to cricket bats. I know we're just coming out of cricket season, but what have they worked out, mate?
Yeah, look, if you're training for the next cricket season, this could be the gadget that you actually want. It's called Bat Sense, and it's a small gadget that you put on the end of the bat, and it starts to give you insights into your batting game far greater than anyone from the sidelines could tell you. We're talking about the speed, the angle, the rotation, the follow-through angle, impact, speed at impact. The list is quite endless. If you want to analyse your swing in the batting nets, that's probably going to be the gadget to do it.
So it sits on the handle end where your hands are, is that right?
That's right. So just above where your hands would normally be, so literally on top of the bat, is a very small device that you would almost screw or glue onto the top of the bat to stay there.
And what does it do? It yells at you to get your head down, or it sends the information to your phone or something?
Yeah, so it sends all the data back to your smartphone. And what's more interesting is if somebody else is holding your phone, they can use the camera to almost present like an augmented reality view of your game. So it overlays all of that data from the cricket bat through real-time vision. So you could be recording your swings, but also seeing that data in the process. So when you look back at it after training, you're actually seeing, oh, this is where I went wrong. This is where I pulled the bat back too far, or I followed through too much. It will actually show you all that data with a recorded view.
Tell you what, mate, it makes me a little bit glum, because if I'd have had this 40 years ago, I would have played cricket for Australia for sure.
Me too. I would have joined you.
I know Jeff will definitely be joining us next Wednesday when we talk more technology on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.